Patreon, Hendo.
Yeah.
Hendo Grayson. Story of a boy who got his first proper job running the kitchen of a like derelict winery.
Yeah, with no that winery. I assume we're going to come to the winery in the main pod, so I won't bang on. But I know you love workplace drama, and I guess this is a workplace drama. I don't know.
I mean, when I'm watching a show about a street, I kind of would like my workplace drama to be a little bit closer to the cul-de-sac.
Mm.
Like when Toadie worked for the soul-sucking lawyers in the city, I'm like, mate, we got to get him back out of the city. Like, there's only so many times I can hear that he needs someone to pick up Nell from care because he can't, because there's traffic on the M1.
Yeah. Oh, God.
M3, whatever it is. M1, M3. No one cares.
No one cares. Do we even say that? When Google says that to me, I'm like, don't be American.
I hate when there's 14 names on the GPS for something. I bet Kate loves it. But like, it's
Kate's
like,
not using it.
Yeah.
She doesn't even know. She's just guiding herself
like,
there.
Take the Monash Freeway or the M3. It's like, just tell me one thing.
Just call it the Tullah and be done with it.
Done with it. The Tullah.
Anyway, Hendrix is obsessed with his ex-stepmother and policing her behaviour and how others treat her as well. And I guess you mentioned last week it's a little sweet, but also it was a little sweet when it was one or two days.
Yeah.
And now we're 8 days deep into this.
And he's quitting all other opportunities just to think about it. Like he's probably got like a vision board about Chloe's personal life up now. And I think it's out of character. And I think it's a misstep from the writers because we know that Hendrix and Chloe have had D&Ms before where they've counseled each other on life events.
Mm-hmm.
So there's absolutely no reason he couldn't go to her about this.
Mm.
Apart from that the plot needs him to not do that.
Yeah, and I think just one or two times of saying, like you're saying, hi, Chloe, I don't know why I get some heebie-jeebies about Leo. And I think he's trying to break you up with Nicolette.
Yeah, and even just say, look, help me out. This is my new job. I don't want to put a foot wrong with the boss.
Yeah.
Can you help me suss him out? Like, why is he doing this, you know?
Yeah.
But instead, well, he gets fired and he wants to go straight over there. Like, I'm going to go talk to Leo. I'm going to go yell at Leo. And Carl's like, this is not the way to handle that. Just chill out.
I mean, Carl's been put on forced leave how many times?
He's like, take it from Dr. K. Hendrix then blabs to all and sundry, Leo sacked me, which is great. Like, you can't just sack a kid for no reason and then after the fact call in your dad to read over his contract.
Tell you what, I felt so used, but like, I felt Leo was using Paul so much and like he just, the way that he was like, oh, dad, can you look it over? And then he's like, oh, thank you for like taking your day off. I'm like, leave him alone. I know that your dad is like despo to hang out with you and will literally do anything.
They wanted to go to a steak restaurant.
Yeah, anything.
I mean, Paul wanted to book a steak restaurant. I wonder if it was, what's that one in Richmond, Velado's?
Oh.
Only steak. Oh. It's fancy. He did not need, he goes, can you come here to the winery? So that's what, half a day gone to transit.
Paul's very important. He's got like lots of businesses.
Yeah, and to hand over a hard copy of this contract instead of emailing it. And where's your HR? This winery is being run by the manager, a child chef, and the events coordinator, and no HR. No one briefing, like proofreading contracts and deciding hiring and firing.
I'm amused that there was even a contract. To be honest, like I would have thought Hendrix was on casual and no contract. Like just, you know.
I mean, you still have to have a contract for casual.
Do you?
Yeah. In good places, yes.
Do you? I don't know. I can't imagine.
You've got to sign something.
They haven't even opened.
Well, I work in TV, so they need everyone to sign something to go, don't tell people all our secrets, please.
I mean, I've been signing contracts for my jobs and stuff. I just, like, when I got a job at the newsagent in 1997, I don't remember there being a contract.
Not.
So yeah. I just feel it's a very similar conversation as that. I walked in somewhere and said, hey, do you need people? And they were like, well, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's how I got my fairy job at age 18, at Hendrix's age.
Do you? Did you sign a contract?
No, but she did my numerology.
Oh, I mean, that's. I mean, that's really important. that's really important. But the I don't know. They're not open. Why would he even be there?
I'm so confused.
Why are they ordering food?
And the next question I have, he's just trialing. He's just doing some, he's just doing his, he's in his genius zone, just trialing things out.
Oh my but God.
I want to know, CJ, why is he then knocking back? He got like 3 job offers. Again, privilege, privilege dripping off of him. He gets, he loses that job instantly. Someone's like, here, work at Harold's.
Also, I don't think Dippy was that keen on the idea. Mackenzie is like, why can't he just work here? Mum that like left me that isn't my mum, yeah. Who I was like oddly attached to.
Yeah, that's a question. That's a conversation you have in private. You go, hey, what if you offered him a job? Like Ned did with Yashvi. I mean, like Yashvi did with Ned.
Or like ask Nicolette, because Nicolette now runs the place.
Yeah, and she has Hendrick's opinions.
Yeah. And all Hendrick has to say is I'm trying to get Chloe away from Leo, and Nicolette would be like, yeah, you can have my job.
Yeah, what do you want to do here?
Yeah.
Plus,
I mean, what a benefit for the cafe to be run by somebody who cooks.
I was going to say, and a little hunk like that on the front counter.
He could become a barista.
Hot barista. That place needs a hot barista. Mm. We've already got the hot cocktail slinger. But then what other job does he get offered?
The tram. So Carl and Coyle come at him and say, Coyle doesn't like food.
Yeah, that's the second person. Nicolette doesn't like food. And Cole doesn't like food. What are you schmucks doing running food businesses?
It's very weird. And also, like, remember, because Gary started that place with Coyle, and he was like, you know, a chef, sort of.
Yeah, he.
I think he did a short course.
I think he did, yeah.
But also, like, he experimented with different meats and all of his balls.
Mm, yep.
And so, like, I feel like that's a vibe, not all of Gary, but that part of Gary.
Yeah.
Like Hendrix's balls. Mm. I could maybe eat those.
I was going to go to a different place. The Hendrix. No.
Oh, the Hendrix.
Hensticks. No. There's like a little dessert place near us called Sticks or something.
Yeah, there is.
And I think, all of their desserts are on a stick.
I think Kate's been there.
Yeah, Kate loves it. Everything's on a stick.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is a deviation, but I'm worried
maybe
about
Hendrix could put things on his stick.
Yeah. I'm worried about this lad because his girlfriend is doing all the emotional labor.
Oh, my God. And I think she's enrolled in, like, a course.
And she's like, let's work on your resume, which you've been doing a lot of lately with our friend. You guys have been helping each other with your resumes.
Yeah. Said friend got into her university course.
I heard. Mm-hmm. And you got your new job. Yeah. So you guys could do a little business.
We could.
Pimping up resumes.
I could pimp up Hendrix. Yes. But the thing, like, Mackenzie's not even sophisticated enough. She has kind of said, I don't want you talking about this at the Darren baby shower later in the week. Mm. But, like, she's not very experienced in relationships. And even if she is, you know, she's had experiences, but she's just not very mature.
They showed that naivety nicely when she said, okay, well, I'll leave you alone, then I'll go home. And then Susan and Carl are like, mate, a problem shared is a problem halved. Like, you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
Talk through your issues.
But also, like, I think she should be like, you know what, I want you to, like, focus on our future and your dreams and, you know, let's go and play our video games and have fun instead of, like, worrying about your ex-stepmom.
And isn't it interesting, I thought you in particular, CJ, would respond to this plot point of how Harlow was feeling very glum about the fact that she saw Hendrix as her starter boyfriend.
Oh.
He was my starter boyfriend. So she, like, fixed him up and sent him off to Mackenzie all ready to roll.
Mm.
But it's interesting now that he's kind of flagging a little bit that Mackenzie's, like, a few of the cracks are starting to show.
Yeah.
But what did you think about that whole assessment? She's like, and now Brent's another starter boyfriend. You know, her whole thing of she just gets him in.
Yeah, she gets
him
in.
She flips him.
She flips him. There was this movie, was it called Good Luck Chuck? Like a 90s movie with like a male comedian from America in it or something, where it was a guy that after going on a date with him, women would then find their true love.
Oh, okay.
And I think, by the way, that is not the title of the movie. I can't even remember.
But I like it.
Yeah. It's a great concept. It actually, I'm rewatching Secret Life of Us and it was actually in that.
The Aussie, classic Aussie series.
Yeah. It's on Netflix. If you, a few people on the council are watching it, they inspired me.
And there'll be Neighbours people in it up the wazoo.
Oh, like every 5 minutes. Yeah. And the guy that we're talking about is a Neighbours guy.
Who?
That was in Secret Life of Us, who was like the starter boyfriend in Secret Life of Us.
Oh, tell me anything about him at all.
Okay. I reckon he went out with Libby.
Oh, Darren Stark. No.
Yeah, I think it was Darren Stark.
Okay, great.
Was it? Yes, it was Darren Stark.
Oh.
So he kind of tries to go out with Deborah Mailman. And yeah, anyway. But I love the concept of the starter boyfriend or the starter girlfriend. You know, what a lot of effort to put in and you never really get a return.
I was my partner's starter girlfriend. Is that the right way? He was my first boyfriend.
Yeah. Did you fix him and then send him off into the world?
Possibly. Or does he fix me? The point is now we're back together.
Yep.
But we came back fixed-ish.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, you're like that that line that I actually saw written on a prison wall once. If you love something, set it free and it will return to you.
I'm more like that line in The Handmaid's Tale, don't let the bastards get you down. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. We're in a car park and I'm eating halva, Turkish sesame dessert.
No, I love it because actually my favourite point about it is that Harlow coming about that information is very self-evolved for Harlow.
Yes, it was.
But she didn't do anything with it because she stayed with Brent.
And she didn't do a psychology degree like she wanted to.
Nah.
This would be perfect for her. Okay, let's go back. We've got more to tick off.
You know what would have been perfect for her? Not psychology, social work, so she could fix people for a living.
We need a social worker on that show.
She could be everybody's starter girlfriend.
Let's get Layla from the foster care agency.
Go get a job with Layla.
No, I want Layla on the street. Back to the main pod. We got to get to the baby shower.